Newman Brothers, call it the coffin works, but it is actually a coffin fitting works. So, you know, none of the coffins would have been made here. It was very much all the fittings that were done, and they would have gone out to the funeral directors, sort of, you know, to a salesman to sell to the funeral directors. So this room was originally divided into two areas, and you can see the marking there of the wall. So all the sort of polishing had been done at this end of the types of works that you see on the side there, and the other sort of finishing work would have been done here. Some of the features you can see in this room, which is, I mean, obviously it's decayed since they left, but it's very much as it was, and you'll see that from the photographs, I think, as you go round. But, I mean, the feature of the whole building, which you've noted from outside, is the big windows, so they could get as much light in as possible. It was fine detail work, so they needed to sort of see for as long as they could with as much natural light. But they did have gas. It came quite early to Birmingham in the 1920s. And a lot of the gas fitting works here, where they would have had little gas lamps that they could have sort of swung round so that they could see what they were doing better. And you can also see a lot of the sort of debris that was left from the polishing, particularly in this area. So they used sort of layers and layers of sort of material on discs, sort of finishing off the metal to get a high polish on it, and that's very much the sort of stuff that's been ground into the ground there. You'll also see when we go upstairs a nice picture of a gentleman who did beautiful illustrations of all the different processes, and one of the illustrations, when you have a look, it shows how the women sort of did the polishing, and they seem to use their sort of breasts rather a lot to hold the fittings there, and then, you know, obviously pushing against the grinding wheels. It was obviously a technique that they were happy with. So you can see as well the sort of gaps running through at each end of the building, which was where the shafting would have run to operate the flywheels for the grinding. And I say it was a gas piston engine was out in the courtyard. So again, quite sort of there's a sort of pit there right at the back. What else can we say about this room? You could, the other feature that I think a lot of people really like is the sort of herringbone bracing that they've got on the ceiling, which is a very attractive feature. And I think one of the other things you'll notice sort of looking at the floors is there's lots of sort of patchwork. So we've got a little brass plaque over there. Normally, though, they just put an extra floorboard down, so it's a bit like wallpaper, you know, you'd end up with more and more layers. So, you know, just make do and mend, basically, which is, you know, it's got so much character as you go through. I think, you know, the work stopped. Do you know, it was about 1980?
No, it was later than that, about 1998, I think.
1998, so, yeah, and it started in, for those of you who sort of read the panels outside, the company started in 1892, but this was purpose-built in 1894.
And in many ways, really typical of lots of factories of medium, small to medium-sized businesses that were going up at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of, well, you've in the jewellery quarter, if anybody's been to the jewellery museum, these small frontages, long backs. And but I mean, you can see, and I think as it develops as we go around, you can see it was very sort of purpose built. So, although we're ending with the start of the process with the stamping room, all the sort of really dirty stuff was done on the ground. And then as you went up each floor, the work got cleaner and cleaner. So, and quite a hierarchy as well in terms of what people wore. So, you know, a lot of people working at the bottom in the warehouses or in the sort of stamping rooms, brown coats, whatever they use.